Gamera Ghost 3D. The lost scripts of Akira Kurosawa found at last. And Keiji Inafune leaves Capcom?
Can't believe it. I simply cannot.
All that and Evo goes online in this week's Friday Ace. Welcome to this week's episode of Friday Ace, and as usual, I'm your navigator, Mike Dent, and happy Halloween, everybody! Though, we're not gonna be here for that, but whatever, the greeting's still there all the same. There's a reason I'm now covered in red paint and talking three times fast. It's because, well, I'm really busy right now, and I want to power through this episode as quickly as possible. Part of it due to the fact that, well, I'm actually shooting a short film right now for a gallery show, but more details on that when it comes closer to release. Since I'm going to have to put a lot of time in on that, Friday Ace is going to suffer a bit. So, a little warning, next week, which will be November 5th, on Friday Ace, it will just be the Best in Tune special for October of 2010, which is a collection of my picks for the best singles that come out of that month. And then the following week, November 12th, there will be no episode at all whatsoever. I hope life will go on in my absence, and I hope your world doesn't shatter in the process. For now, let's just cut right into the episode, and I'll see you at the end. I'm going to give props to anybody out there with some kind of passing knowledge of the late Akira Kurosawa that extends past his samurai films. He was one of the greats of Japanese cinema, one of the best visual storytellers that country ever produced, and some of his best films are slowly finding their way onto Hulu.com. But enough gushing. The reason I'm bringing him up today is that somebody actually found three of his unproduced scripts. According to Sankei Sports, three scripts penned by the director were recently discovered at different locations across Japan. Among the three found were two screenplays and one radio drama script. The two films, Kanokimaru no Hitobito, or The Crew of the Kanokimaru, and Asuno Tsukuru Hitobito, or The Men Who Made Tomorrow, both reportedly came close to production but were halted for one reason or another. As for the radio drama that was discovered, Yoki na Kanojo. It was originally broadcast on NHK in 1942, but the script was stored at Waseda University. Alas, no recordings of that particular performance have ever surfaced, at least to our knowledge. But here comes the sad part to this whole thing. I'm not really all that excited for this. I mean, yes, Kurosawa is one of my idols, and I really would love to see these scripts brought to life, but I just know that these are going to be made into bad movies by schlocky fanboy directors, and the cast will be made up of young, hip, talentless idols within the span of the next 2 years, and that will make me a sad panda. Meanwhile, we might be getting a new Gamera film in 3D! In an attempt to combat the forthcoming Godzilla remake/reboot by Legendary Pictures, a new production company, Advanced Audiovisual Productions in conjunction with Kadokawa Pictures, has come forward with plans to create a new 3D Gamera film. Going an environmental route, Gamera 3D would see our favorite Guardian of the Universe take on a new pollution monster. And if you're curious why the project is going green, it's because the director/producer is none other than the man who helmed Godzilla vs. the Smog Monster, Yoshimitsu Banno. But here's where it gets interesting. Several years ago, a proposal showed up online for a film entitled Godzilla 3D to the Max. This would have pitted the Big G against what was pretty much a successor to Hedorah, and it also had an environmental theme. And guess who was trying to get that project off the ground? Yep, Yoshimitsu Banno. The expected release date for Godzilla 3D to the Max in the US was September of 2007. Then it got delayed to 2008. Then we never heard from it again because Toho dropped that idea in favor of the Legendary Pictures reboot. Yeah, I'm just gonna let Cameron handle my reaction to this. Oh, and we're getting a Strike Witches movie. Yeah, let's lift the mood here fast. Oh, crap, it gets worse. Keiji Inafune is leaving Capcom. The infamous head of Capcom's R&D department shocked fans everywhere when he revealed his plans to resign via a post on his blog entitled Sayonara. But at the same time, this isn't all that surprising, given how he's actually been very vocal about his discontent with his job and how he feels he doesn't have a place within the company anymore. But don't fret too much, as Inafune did go on to say that he will continue to be making games, a relief for fans everywhere who are now concerned for the fate of the new Mega Man Legends 3 project and Mega Man Universe. But he has been rather chatty about his work with Japanese developer Level 5, the team that Capcom's collaborating with for Professor Layton vs. Phoenix Wright. One has to wonder if that means something. Oh, wait a sec, something awesome just came in, and it's related! EVO is going to be holding an online tournament! For the unaware, aka those who have life, the Evolution Fighting Game Championships is pretty much the World Cup for all fighting game enthusiasts the world over. Unfortunately, not everyone can fly out to participate, yours truly included. But now it appears that EVO is finally gearing up to hold their first ever online tournament, and the name of the game is Super Street Fighter 4. According to Mr. Wizard, one of the organizers, the tournament is open to anyone in the US and Canada, which means that, holy crap, people actually have a chance to win with Japan out of the running! The tournament kicks off December 11th, it's a $5 entry fee, and will be held through Xbox Live. The top 8 matches will be streamed online, and the winner will receive free airfare, hotel, and entry into EVO 2011, in addition to a mysterious prize that, quote, has never been given out at an EVO tournament before. And for those who can't make it, rest assured there is another similar event of awesomeness coming up, the Beat a Pro Challenge on December 18th. And for those of you who are already crying foul this not being on PS3, you are not alone because I too am a PS3 player, but the organizers have come out and said that in the future, a multi-platform online tournament is something they're going to look into. I think I might want to enter, even though I'm rusty as hell right now. And lastly, it looks like we're getting another Ishoni training video. You know, those DVDs that have been put out that give desperate fanboys the illusion that a hot anime girl's with them as they do mundane things like sleeping and working out and all sorts of other stuff. But I guess this time they finally realize what people really want and are flat out giving it to them. The next video is going to be bath time with Hinako. That's right, she's in the buff and there's another moe female friend in there to play out those Yuri fantasies. If you're really that interested, there's a very non-work-safe link for you in the show notes. Don't worry, I won't judge you. I lied. No! On a serious note to end on, Otakon's launched a farewell project for Satoshi Kon, encouraging American fans to send letters to Studio Madhouse and Kon's family, and to otherwise share the love of his work. For more info on how to contribute, you'll find the link to this and all the other news bits I've mentioned in the show notes over at otakuusamagazine.com. And now, the month's last hurrah on 5 and Tune. And let's do this like Brutus. I'm going to give you the top 3 Japanese music singles from this past week's Oricon ranking, the one single out of the whole top 30 that deserves your attention, and the one release, whether it was a single or an album, you promise you're throwing money at this week. Speaking of which, I'll have links to everything I'll be playing in the show notes for your convenience. So let's kick things off with this week's top 3. We got some carryovers from last week, with number 3 being I Wish For You by EXILE. And at number 2, it's Dear Snow by Arashi. This week's brand spanking new number 1, Utsuhikoshie no Tegami by Bump of Chicken. these are alright. Here's the one I think you should really care about, and it's actually kind of scary. It's Osare My Dream, Mimi Kitagami with MM Gakuen Gashonbu. That's right, an idol song. For the one you should have bought this week, hands down, it's gotta be the latest single by Kylie, which is doubling as the main theme for episode 2 of Gundam Unicorn Everlasting. I feel you by my side. Now don't forget, next week will be the Best in Tune special for October of 2010, where I unleash my picks for the best singles of the month. But for now, let's take it to the watch list. And now, a short list of some interesting things from this past week that you might want to look into. We call it the watch list. The new trailers for all three features to be shown in the Bodoms Festival event. The first teaser for the omnibus film Sabi Otoko Sabi Onna. Takuya Kimura fighting Pai Mei from Kill Bill, with a twist. And Cornpone Flicks with Remember a Day, also known as the best damn Star Blazers mini documentary ever. And with that said, that's it for this week's Friday Ace. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. If you like what you hear and you want to send comments, questions, feedbacks, or even tips for stories during the week, drop me a line over at fridayace.ousa@gmail.com. And if you really, really, really like us, you can show your love in one of three ways. One, you can follow Otaku USA Magazine on Twitter over at twitter.com/otaku_USA. Two, shout your love from the mountaintop of any social networking platform you can think of, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you like. And or three, buy the brand spanking new issue of Otaku USA wherever fine publications are sold. But until the next, I'm Mike Dent, and this is Justin Bieber rapping in Osaka. Sorry!
So I'm chilling in Osaka. It's been a lot of fun. You know, the day's been cool, and it's not even done. The sushi's really great. It's probably number one. They don't call me Justin. They call me Justin's son. That's my freestyle rap.
Well, I had to end it on something scary. See you next days. Friday Ace is published under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, please visit creativecommons.org.